From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
School began today in many communities across Maine amid staffing shortages, budget cuts, and other challenges. In Jackman, budget cuts forced the reduction in the number of teachers from 16 to 12. Andrew McKendry is a math teacher in the district and says this year he will also have to teach language arts, which he says is not his specialty.
I hope that people truly understand the stress that it is causing right now and will cause through the year, and then subsequently next year, budget time, really, really have a clear thought and picture of what do you want this place to look like going forward.
McKendry says the community is losing families with children and residents are pushing back on school budgets. In Belfast, the superintendent of schools says that he just isn't getting enough applicants for vacant teaching positions and is competing with other districts for educators. And RSU 16, which serves Poland, Mechanic Falls, and Minot, is one of several districts still struggling to pass a school budget for the coming year. Mainers can now apply online for heating assistance. The state has unveiled a new online application for benefits through the Home Energy Assistance Program. The Maine State Housing Authority says community action agencies should now be able to process benefits applications more quickly. Demand for home heating help has jumped by 20% over each of the last two winter seasons. Maine received about $41 million last heating season and provided assistance to about 50,000 households. State officials say Maine is expected to receive a similar amount of federal funds for benefits this year. Heating oil prices, meanwhile, averaged less than $3.50 per gallon in Maine as of mid-August. That's well below the average per gallon cost during each of the last two heating seasons. But state officials are still urging Mainers to prepare for unexpected and dramatic swings in fuel costs. Elected Democrats in Maine are touting Vice President Kamala Harris's health care policies and warning that a second term for former President Donald Trump would lead to cuts to popular programs. During a virtual press call today, Representative Shelley Pingree says if Democrats gain full control of Congress, the party would build on certain Biden administration policies and codify abortion protections.
Do much more to push pharmaceutical manufacturers to lower the price of prescription drugs, expand eligibility for health care and bring down the costs, improve women's health care, expand substance use disorder treatment programs.
Pingree says that stands in contrast with Republican proposals during the Trump administration to reduce Medicaid funding, in part by turning it into a block grant program with spending caps. Trump's 2024 policy platform does not mention Medicaid and calls for protecting Medicare with, quote, no cuts. During his first term, Trump repeatedly included cuts to Medicare in his budget proposals. Bar Harbor voters will once again consider more changes to the town's cruise ship policy this November. The town council voted 6-1 to approve an ordinance that sets a new daily limit of 3,200 ship passengers a day. But it won't go into effect unless Bar Harbor residents vote to repeal the original 1,000 passenger limit in November. Some residents, including Jackie Levesque, say they've already made their voices clear when a majority voted for a 1,000 passenger limit 2 years ago.
I knew exactly what I was voting for. I voted for no big ships in our harbor to pollute the air and the water and to further clog our downtown with people.
The new measure would allow the town to negotiate visits directly with cruise lines, rather than having to count each cruise ship passenger entering town. A majority of town councilors argue that the new ordinance is a compromise in handling cruise ship visits and could settle lawsuits against the town. A report published last week by the Appliance Standards Awareness Project estimates that new appliance efficiency standards from the Biden administration could save Maine businesses about $10 million per year on utility bills over the next two decades. Molly Yenking reports.
In August, the Biden administration updated energy standards for new appliances for roughly two dozen products, such as air conditioners, dryers, refrigerators, and water heaters. The new standards could save the average Maine household $147 annually on energy costs, according to the report, in addition to saving Maine businesses almost $10 million collectively per year. This doesn't mean people will be obligated to buy any new appliances, says Joanna Maurer, deputy director of the Appliance Standards Awareness Project.
And these standards mean that when you go into the store to buy a new appliance, you're going to be ensured that every model available for sale at every price point incorporates reasonably up-to-date technology that will reduce your utility bills.
The researchers also calculated that the new standards will save the U.S. 50 billion gallons of water each year for the next 20 years and prevent the emissions of thousands of tons of air pollutants. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
And the Maine Climate Council is hitting the road this month to meet people in communities around the state. Co-chair Hannah Pingree says the council wants to gather opinions and answer questions about a forthcoming update to Maine's Climate Action Plan.
And we're going to be hearing from anybody out in the community who wants to weigh in. So they'll be able to tell us whatever they want. They'll tell us what they think of the strategies that the working groups came up with.
Meetings will be held in Presque Isle, Lewiston, Portland, Bangor, Ellsworth, and Biddeford. Revisions to Maine's climate strategy include ways to reduce greenhouse gas pollution and prepare communities for storms and other impacts of a warming planet. Draft recommendations, public surveys, and meeting dates are available on the council's website. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, a discussion on the variety and role of Maine's 65 iconic lighthouses. I'm Nicole Legrisco. Thanks for listening.